Yeah, you do have a that point right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This too is Kumo Island right there.
Uh-huh.
Right over this.
They might still be there, mm-hmm. They're just not named. They're just two black spots.
Well, yeah.
Might be them.
You see that Collier River is right there, it's mount.
Right.
And we used to travel this course on the ocean side all over to straight down to where?
Mm-hmm.
Or up down to Cape Falcon.
Uh-huh.
Right on the point side.
Mm-hmm. But you came out at this point from Sikulik, where the water comes out sometimes, and sometimes to Cape Falcon. This was winter time that you did that traveling?
Yeah, I've been traveling all over to that. You see that Harrison Bay is part of it.
Yes.
Right. They call it Clear, this island right here.
This little one?
It's Kilok. Yeah, above in there someplace. Right over here.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, and there's two islands, they call them
Eskimo Island,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you seen the sea ice pushed onto islands?
Well, you see on that from Cape Hawkins,
mm-hmm.
up to Olatok.
Yes.
Up to Stevens Island.
Yes.
We never had any ice around here in the summertime.
How about in wintertime?
When the ice is coming, you see, we always have ice all the time. It always break out all the way through to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the island side, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Up right over this way. Thetis Island?
Yes, Thetis Island to Cape Halkett.
To Cape, yeah. Straight line. Because it was very shallow right over here.
Mm-hmm.
Down to Thetis Island.
Mm-hmm.
From here. There's a mount of
The Colville.
Colville.
And that melts first.
Yeah.
Summer.
But they got the deep river in there.
Uh-huh.
Try to find where they are. I don't know how many was it. I never knew about that.
Deep channels?
Yeah.
In parts
but
of the
we always from here.
Mm-hmm.
We all come to where when I come from Bavaro, got big load on it, boat.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make a straight line down to Thetis Island.
Right.
And when we get to Thetis Island, we all go on the island mainland side.
Right, right.
Following all the way through.
Right.
That only thing I can have a story about.
I was wondering. I was wondering if you've seen Evil. Is Evil right? Evil. Evil. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
What's Evil?
Piling ice. Piling ice.
Okay. Have you seen that on the islands in winter?
In this place.
Well.
Yeah.
Where have you seen it? On the
well,
island.
Well, on the island
mm-hmm.
used to be. You see that one is all right, though.
Mm-hmm.
But on that side, you see that island is right there, too. Cross Island.
Cross Island, right.
And we call them little Cross Island, we call them Eskimo.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. evil. You just want to know evil about it, yeah?
Right now, yeah.
Where are the young eyes? Young eyes always come out when the eyes come in.
Get out.
West wind.
West wind?
Get out.
West wind always.
Mm-hmm.
More around the young eyes are right there.
This is in...
On the island.
Inside?
Outside.
Outside.
Outside,
what
yeah.
time of year?
Yeah, all the way through. All the islands. From the barrel, from the all the islands. The evil
mm-hmm.
ice is always coming when the west wind and east wind is coming up this way.
Mm-hmm.
Right on this cross island used to stay in the middle of the evil ice.
Mm-hmm.
Always chasing there.
Always around it?
Yeah, around it, always through this way and this way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the island is always more island coming up. Piling ice in mm-hmm. there. I don't know how they have piling on that started. You see, we never stays in there in the fall.
Uh-huh.
But,
what time of year have you seen ice?
In the winter time, in the fall too,
uh-huh.
but I can't say a word. But
it's better with your teeth.
Not all the time. In the springtime, in the summertime, ice was not here.
Yeah, melts.
Okay. You see, you got no ice around here now.
Yeah, okay.
That's a true story. And sometimes we never had that much water on this place here.
Because
a lot of ice around.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And the ice, when they got a lot of ice, heavy yeah. ice, something like that,
yeah.
they always come right in.
Uh-huh, the ice. In summer, gets blown in?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sometimes, not all the way from the east side.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ice up in the east side, up on the island side.
Uh-huh.
The ice always come right in.
Gets blown in sometimes.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. they were young ice.
Young ice, okay.
Even the heavy ice in there, too.
In summertime? Or
in summertime.
Summertime.
Because it's was deep, you see.
Yeah, it's floating. It can
yeah,
it.
In that panels. Middle side.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Behind cross.
Right here, always have a whale in there too.
Always whales? Between
yeah.
Between Narwhal Island and Cross
yeah.
Island back here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bowheads?
Bowhead.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'll show it up that first anyway.
Now that's fall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when the whales come. Do you ever see whales here in the spring? Does anybody
no.
ever see? Never in the spring?
Never in the spring.
Uh-huh.
Here's my barrel.
Here's barrel.
Yeah. What is it? Harrison Bay and yeah. the islands in Big Island, Cape Simpson.
Cape Simpson.
And the island.
Towards barrel.
Right there. That's the biggest island in there.
This one here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just across from maybe Martin Island?
Yeah.
Martin Island.
Martin Island, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, they used to come right in inside that water in there too.
In this island?
Yeah.
Used to come in?
Inside the, right here too, sometime.
Uh-huh. Ice would come in.
I mean, a whale.
Whales. Sure. Right here.
Right here inside.
Wow, when did you see that? That's amazing.
You see, one time that I know it myself, some two whales in this one time in summer.
That was between like Tapkawa
right,
and
right
Martin,
here,
right,
hey,
there.
Right here.
Okay.
And one time we was alone on boat.
Yeah.
And we got a whale right in there too.
You caught a whale right there?
Right there.
Right tap. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You see, there's a lot of whale coming up. We saw first one whale right there,
mm-hmm.
and it started
time?
Coast turned and move away.
Yeah.
Soon as to that way, all the world is heading to that way.
Spot.
I tried to count them in there, but up to 40, I all mixed up. When this world coming up, just float, not move around.
Yeah.
Open their mouth, just start to eat it. Right there.
Right there. What year was that? Do you remember?
I didn't.
How old were you? Do you remember?
I don't know how old the year it was.
Were you a young man?
I knew it. I'm working for Sam Tarlak.
You worked for who then?
Sam Tarlak.
Sam Tarlak?
Yeah, right here someplace.
Was he?
I forgot it. I can't remember what time it is, but I asked him, everybody was, but we got oil right there.
Yeah.
And the oil is coming up of this way, from the east side, ocean side, they're joined together, start to eat. That's only one whale is found it, not a foot for the whale, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hollowed in here, but they come too fast, he can't come.
Right there.
Yeah. And we start to track the whale. The whale is coming on the west, coming from the ocean side, right close to the...
These islands.
Close to the island.
Yeah, just up from. Just east of Point Barrow. Yeah.
And on this side, even the Cape Halkett.
This is Cape Halkett.
Cape Halkett, Cape Simpson.
Cape Simpson. Here.
We never see any whale around this place.
You never see any.
How come?
Uh-huh.
You see, in the summertime, when we started from this island here,
right,
we always try to make a line out to see this island.
Right.
Sometime the river was current strong, it floats away.
Yeah.
A boat, while he was working, he always out of the way.
Right.
And when I saw a color water.
The change in the water?
Yeah, it's color water right in the middle someplace when I found it.
Yeah.
This side is river, mainland color. On this side
it's
is
ocean color.
Ocean side, new, fresh, something like that.
Yeah.
I told him we have to go to the mainland side.
Right.
Because we are
too far up.
Our corn is beat us.
Yeah. Yeah.
From this part here, and we always hit that island right.
Right. It would.
You have to watch it, corn.
Yeah.
Current pretty bad this way, when current come right in there too, where east wind, the ice, if there's no ice, a current always strong.
Yeah. Right.
But we never floats out when the current was strong.
Right.
That's the way it goes. I know that. I'm learning myself some by the Eskimos too, what they're saying in that mount.
But
this is, Cape Halkett was always due down there someplace.
It was always further out.
Out, yeah.
Into Harrison Bay than it is now. So it's eroded back, maybe, or it's just washed away some of it.
And we did that already. East side of a barrel. You see, when the barrel side, on this side, right, yes, on a barrel.
Right.
They told us not to stay in there for a while when the ice in.
When the ice is in.
Yeah, because the current is getting strong.
Yes.
Try to break all the ice in there too.
Make big piles?
Yeah.
On the barrel?
Right here.
Side, yeah.
That is dangerous place for the boat.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean ship, mm-hmm, even ships.
When the ice is coming in against, mm, the coast.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there was anybody.
How about in wintertime?
Yeah.
Do you get big piles?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You see there?
I'm sorry.
And one of Patterson, Colin Patterson, Captain Patterson.
Yes, Captain Patterson.
Yeah, you know it.
Yes.
You heard it.
I heard of him. But I haven't heard your story. I've heard of him.
He used to come right before the all ice break out.
Yeah.
Right on the barrel side.
Yeah.
And upon barrel sides.
Mm-hmm.
Before they break out, the always come.
Mm-hmm.
And the some of the whales, I mean the boat, ship, always following too. Because he knows that ice right there.
Yeah.
Soon as he get there in the barrel, he never stop.
Mm-hmm.
When the ice come in.
He kept going.
Never stopped, try to get into the other side the point.
Right.
Right over this other side the point.
Right.
No. He always goes coming up to the mainland side.
Yeah. Of these islands? Or just this side of the point?
No. Just a little bit outside.
Okay. So that
right on this point. It always anchor right there someplace.
For protection.
For why?
Yeah.
Yes, when they fox them like that. After fox is coming out, after he see iceberg.
Yeah.
Evil. Yes. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
After they show it, mm-hmm, they always start to come right in straight line, try to go through that.
Right.
And you're coming out, you never
come along these islands.
Yeah, never stumble.
Past Cape Simpson and on.
Yeah, they always stop in the Cape
east.
Of
Isuk.
Cape Halkett. Isuk. Yeah. They used to stop right there, Cape Halkett.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And ice. When they got young ice is coming up, ice solid right there.
In Harrison Bay, it was solid.
Mm-hmm. And when they went to when they're getting thick, you know, how it floats out.
Yes.
It's piling out itself up straight line down to Cedars Island.
It's so from
From here.
From this point in the middle of Harrison Bay.
Yeah.
It would pile from there over to Thetis Island.
Yeah.
In a straight line.
Straight line.
Yeah,
you
nice.
Have a pile because there's shallow always just only
shallow.
Yeah. Just only one fathom, 3 feet anyway.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Once on our way through. Boats never go through.
Yeah. Now this ice that would pile from here to here, that was what time of year?
Yeah.
When?
He always bring out all the ice out, float first.
Okay.
And we start to come in and pile itself again.
Okay, so it would go out and then come in and pile on that
this
line.
Because this part is...
It's shallow.
Little bit...
Grounded?
This part is shallow.
Frozen to the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this part is very deep.
Okay.
Beyond. Never grounded ice right on the middle side.
Okay. How, what time of year did you see that? Was that like in January or
summer
April?
On.
This is, are we talking about summer?
Yeah.
We're talking about summer. So you're talking about ice that grounds there in summer.
If there's no ice broken there.
Yes.
It always break out.
Yes.
In January and sometime in close to April to summer, it always break on the right through here.
In
you see, flows out this way or this way.
Okay. Then comes back?
Never. But the other eyes come back.
Uh-huh. Which other eyes?
You see, the owls always flows away and bring out.
Yeah.
Never coming back.
Right.
New eyes coming up this way.
Mm-hmm.
It comes get right there.
So you're saying.
And solid in there again. So and when the west wind comes, water getting high.
Yeah, west wind brings high water.
High water coming up.
Yeah.
And the eyes was always come goes away again. Right on the edge of that iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
The iceberg is flows out too sometimes. Part of it never flows out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see, my wife and I was across that.
When? What time of year?
In the springtime, she moved out. Bring up in there.
44?
Yeah.
In the springtime?
Yeah. Springtime.
Was that like March or? No. June.
We crossed that in June.
Okay, and you went from where to where in June?
Yeah.
You went from this point?
Yeah. From we start to make a straight line from Cape Halkett.
Cape Halkett, okay.
We crossed right there someplace. It was pretty bad rough, pretty bad trail, you know.
Uh-huh. The dog sleds?
Yeah, right here.
So you went?
All the time fog.
Fog, lots of fog.
Oh, that water fog, something like that. Never, we never beat it. Never, never stopped.
So you went from Cape Halkett?
Yeah, Cape Halkett. And we going up to play someplace there. Grounded. It was just only 3 feet deep water.
Uh-huh.
That's right there someplace.
Yeah.
And when we touch that,
yeah,
we're going up there, move out the way.
Yeah.
Finally we make five over 1 week,
uh-huh,
over 1 week from this part up to
Thetis.
Going up to Thetis Island on that side. We didn't hit any Thetis Island in there. We didn't hit any Thetis Island in there.
Uh-huh.
And we're going up to this place here.
Bingo
Island.
Yes.
We just crowned it right there.
Uh-huh.
And we're going over to Peachy Point.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
It's over here. There it is. Pingo Island.
Pingo Island.
Yes.
And we try to make in, it was melt the ice around too.
Mm-hmm.
But we make it, we crowned it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going up to
Peachy Point's here.
We go up to, try to go in up there. And we got a camp right here again.
Uh-huh. Another camp here
on
Bodfish Island.
Melted ice all the way through the ocean side.
Mm-hmm.
Ice tries to following the
milk.
Save ice, you see, the
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we grounded there and going over to the Peachy Point. Right there.
And you were going to Beachy Point by dog sled?
Dog sled.
Uh-huh.
In the springtime.
And you camped on grounded ice? Or on?
Yeah, we used to camping on the grounded ice.
4 days. From Cape Halkett to Beachy Point, 4 days.
Uh-huh. No.
No. 4 days from?
4 days to Mount Tupcock.
Right here.
Okay.
Dingo Boy.
Here's...
What is it?
Here's Cape Halkett, this point here, Thetis Island. And here's, Olentok would be here.
Olentok.
Oh, hey. Yeah, right there. There. Right there is a blend. Oh, hey. Olentok. I see what...
These are too small to read easy, but...
What am I? What am I? There it is.
Yes, right here.
Right there. We're grounded right there. Right here, that right little bit island.
Mm-hmm.
Thetis Island is over that side.
Right
here.
No, yeah. No, alone come.
Okay, so we went, you went from
Cape
Halkett to Thetis.
Right here.
This island across from Beachy Point?
Yeah. Wow, Mikhotai Lakhtok. Sunapikan. We're landing right here.
Uh-huh. On the...
From Cape Halkett.
But 4-day trip altogether?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. June. Yeah.
Out of water.
Out of water. On the ice, lots of water.
That's my wife is kind of scared you here on that time, but that's...
Uh-huh.
I tell them not to scared.
Afraid to eat?
And we got it landed right there.
Yeah.
We're going over to Peachy Point.
After 4 days, the ice...
After
4 days? After you landed?
Yeah.
The ice went out?
Yeah.
That was close.
The whole thing.
In Thetis?
Peach and... Ocean side, lagoon side, everything else just floated
everything
away.
Floated away.
Yeah.
3 days after you left. That's about
two
July.
Days. When they land.
That's about July 1st. Yeah.
But our parents from Border Island.
Yes.
He tried to find us where we are.
Right.
Because we have to go back in the safe time.
Yes.
Border from Border Island.
He came over by...
My father, here it is.
My
father? Yeah.
Yeah. On a dog sled?
By the boat.
With a boat, uh-huh.
By the launch, you see.
He found it.
He
went
up, he went over to the Peachy Point.
Why were you doing it by dog sled? That late?
And the oldest guy used to be traveling on the ocean side there.
Yes.
He said, Vincent.
Yes.
How did you come here?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I make it.
Yeah.
And they talked in.
Why did you travel so late that year?
Well, you stayed too much on the, at Barrel right
You stayed
there.
Too long at Barrel.
But the you see, ice.
Uh-huh.
Ice was the sand in the fall.
Yeah.
They got big ice, heavy ice. I mean, heavy water coming up to the ice.
Uh-huh.
That's what they got. You see a lot of sands on the ice.
Lots of sand on the ice, yeah.
Yeah, and the sled was kind of hard to drag him.
Hard to drag it, yeah.
And we used to land, we have to stand by our dog.
Open places,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With water running down in those holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this
almost
sand. Sand.
That sounds like bad. But you went by dog sled from Barter Island to Barrow in May.
Yeah.
To Barrow in May.
Yeah.
And then you were going back.
Yep.
But it was late in the season.
And I got, I don't know what day it was. One of our friends at the Peachy Point, they marked it all right, but that's only 2 days.
Uh-huh. That sounds like a little scary trip. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing is, this part is, they never had ice safe in there. It always lose out mainland side.
Yeah. When?
Anytime.
Where?
Well, that ocean's
You mean in
that was hardly to believe it anywhere.
Harrison Bay?
Yeah.
It goes out anytime, maybe?
And this part here too.
Over Smith Bay?
Yeah.
The ice can go out.
Yeah.
In the winter time?
In the even the winter time. You see, it came from Cape Halkett,
Cape Simpson. Yes.
Straight line, but the inside always.
Inside Smith Bay?
Yeah.
It's safe?
Safe. Sometime, but sometime too it flows away or I don't care.
But what time of year have you seen that happen?
Yeah, before I get married, I know it that one anyway, long years ago.
Uh-huh.
But they used to landing on the mainland side. Mm-hmm. You would get stuck in there someplace.
Mm-hmm.
They told us to come to it. And this part. Kind of danger too for the ship.
East of Smith Bay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. East side. Yeah.
You see, they always big heavy ice come stuck right here, right on a stuck right here, right over there.
Now wait. Cape Simpson, you get heavy ice, or on the east of Cape Simpson,
yeah,
on the other side.
Yeah.
On the east side of the bay.
Yeah.
Heavy ice.
When they're stuck all the way through across. This one time we never go through with the ship.
There was a ridge?
Right here.
There was a pile of ice all the way across?
Yeah. It's heavy ice coming right in. Well, we had ground anchoring in there in the night time. And finally in the morning, they blocked the whole thing in there.
Okay, so you were...
And the ice was open on the other side of it.
Okay, so you were...
And the ice captain was watching it.
Uh-huh.
And we got ice piled.
Ice piled.
Yeah.
Ice... Okay, what boat was that?
That's a Lady Constantly, Canadian boat.
And you were in Smith Bay. When was that you were there?
You see that, did you ever heard about the Lady Constantly boat was floated away by the ice?
Up here, got caught in the ice.
Yeah, yeah, I mean the first time.
No.
After, that before they floated away.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, boat, we camped it right here.
Uh-huh. So you
before the floats away.
Mm-hmm.
We are loaded up to Hershey Island.
Uh-huh.
That boat. No boat, too.
No boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we landed up there first, and he came home. We grounded right. I mean, we didn't ground it.
You were
anchored. We cannot go through that.
What time of year was it that this happened?
I don't know what time it was when I was a reindeer herder.
You were a reindeer herder?
Yeah. Ernest and I was there close together. Lee Shibulun was in there too when he got stuck.
1923?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere
close to.
So you were... A reindeer herder, but you were on the boat.
Yeah.
And
in the morning, we got Sunday.
Yeah.
Young ice, we call we talk about that young ice, eh?
Young ice, yeah.
It when they start to smooth out the ice.
Maybe this was...
Coming up the ice, they call him young ice.
Was this September?
It was about that. He was all
smooth.
Around. There's no ice in right on when we have anchor in there.
When you have what?
Anchor the
boat. No boat. Ice. And the next morning there was ice.
No ice.
New
just
ice.
Just little ice.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
And when we get in the morning, you got 2 inches, somewhere around over 2 inches,
that's
ice
it.
Coming up.
Wow.
All the way through, all
Smith
around.
Bay.
And uh-huh. After that, Captain said, we cannot go through, we'll have to stay here. The ship have to stay here for the whole year.
All winter.
Mm-hmm. You're stuck right there.
In Smith Bay.
That's Canadian captain.
Yeah.
And that's Seamog, we call him Seamog, he was an ice pilot.
Yes.
In the whaling time.
Uh-huh.
Ship whaling time.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't say nothing. And after we have play around in the middle time, after lunch, Seamog tell me.
Yeah.
Vincent, come here.
Yeah.
Where do you think we are?
Mm-hmm.
He asked me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the captain said, we're stuck here.
Right.
By the captain.
Yeah.
He didn't say about you.
Yeah.
About Eskimos.
Yeah.
And he says to me, Seamog, you folks will be the first traveling down to Barrow with that team.
Uh-huh. That's good.
That's what he says to me.
That's good.
And what you said, maybe you can go through that ice out there.
Uh-huh.
I tell him.
Yeah.
Yes, you see it right.
Yeah.
Because we have been up there breaking ice is heavier than that.
Yeah.
Up to Herschel Island.
Breaking ice with boats?
Yeah, we break it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was checking on myself in my brain,
yeah,
that's easier to go out through that ice.
How heavy was this ice in Smith Bay behind you? Was it big pile? 10 feet
Yeah, big balls. Yes, always big, heavy ass, all the way through.
All the way across?
Yeah. Piling to each other, get together, freezing together
freezing
anyway.
Freezing together, yeah.
And he always whispered to me.
Yeah.
He didn't say loud, something like that. After lunch, but you will be at Barrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I says to you too, because
yeah.
You know it too.
Yeah.
He says to me, because you know it too.
Right.
How I'll do? I'll never be in the ship like this.
Yeah.
I tell him, okay. In the morning, first thing you can go out.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee and I used, my cousin and I, Lee,
yeah,
watching the popular when they started breaking ice, you see.
Yeah.
He put us in the backside.
Right.
Watching the propellers.
The propellers as you were breaking ice.
Break it. You stab it when it come right in the
coming
ice.
Coming in and not to break the props.
Yeah. No. That's what we do.
Yeah.
2 hours. That's what we call us, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And in the morning.
Yeah.
Good breakfast. We got the one of a crippled man too.
Yeah.
Kind of hardly to work.
Yeah.
He's pretty sad anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, we'll be better about after lunch maybe.
Yeah.
He said, you bad kind of
yeah.
He told me that. I know. I got a captain, ice pilot out there.
Yeah.
He'll be working today.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch it, just watch it, that's all. I finally, after we have our lunch, big voice coming from the
tower.
Crow's Nest.
Yeah. Crow's Nest.
Yeah. Okay. Get ready for the pilot.
Yep.
Ice pilot calling.
Yep.
Get ready.
Yep.
Pull the anchor up.
Yep.
I've started.
Uh-huh.
Start the engine.
Yep.
And he gave us a first mate of take care of this bill, what you call it. ancient, I'm mixed up now. So they, see, I always big power of this motor.
Yeah.
Belt.
The belt.
Yeah.
On the motor. Yeah.
Yeah, on the motor.
Yeah.
You got it now.
Yeah.
And we changed the first mate. First mate, you have to stay on your side.
Yeah.
He calling me side. He's your side.
Yeah.
That as pilot.
Yeah. So.
Your side. He called him your side. He called him by itself.
Your side.
He is an ass pilot, you know.
Uh-huh.
On my side, he says that. My side.
My side, yeah.
Ass pilot, when he said that. Anyway, it started. Finally, we can jump right in and we can walk on that ice.
Right.
And kid, when he get there, just watch close to it. Just watching it, and I stays in the back, from all the side.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin and I.
Aye, so it doesn't get the props.
Yeah.
Yeah, as the ship moved. Where did the ship go?
Huh?
Where was the ship moving? You pulled the anchor and the ship was moving. Which way was it going?
Yeah, I pull out the anchor, I don't know how much power it is.
Which way was he moving? Was he trying to get out?
Yeah. Out.
Right. Yeah.
Straight out.
Through the ridges.
Yeah.
Through the big files.
You see, the ice just coming right in a straight line up to this point here.
Yes.
Okay.
And we start to corn over this cross
through
curve.
Uh-huh.
A straight line down to in the middle ice.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop there for a while and watching all of these ice first. Okay. Harbor, somebody move out this way, somebody said, kind of slowly, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Break all the young guys all the way through first.
Yeah.
And after that, he coming up back.
Yeah, and going through.
Coming back to full speed.
And ram it and break it.
And start to break it again.
Yeah.
After he... we got the load in our boat.
Yeah, see, big load.
See, the ice, the ship started coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got no load in there.
Yeah. You had no load or a big load?
No load.
So the boat was coming
yeah.
up and not breaking?
Yeah, he has to break him up so that if he got load, you'll break it quick.
Break it better,
all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But after that, he's coming up. Coming back for a while and started it again.
Yeah.
More power coming.
Right.
As soon as I do that, and the ice was broke.
Right.
Right in the middle, iceberg.
Oh.
We call him iceberg.
Uh-huh.
Was break on the middle.
So you broke one of the
yeah, right
balls
on
in the pile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they break it,
yeah.
Everybody was hollering.
Was cheering. Yeah, sure.
Break all the ice by itself.
Right.
Good
out.
Out.
Uh-huh.
And that captain was surprised.
That you could break a berg that big.
Yeah.
What time? Was this like September? Do you remember?
Yeah. Summer road.
September?
Yeah, it's September or September.
October.
No, there's not... Maybe part of it, October or whatever it is. I don't know which one this is.
Mm-hmm.
September, maybe.
Maybe. September this happened, yeah.
They got oil right there when we arrived in there.
They
at
got
the point, they cutting oil.
Where were they cutting whales?
Yeah.
Where? At the point?
At the point.
At Point Barrel?
When
you went around here?
Right. This way.
Oh, you were coming back this way.
The
boat was coming back.
Yeah, coming back. We were coming back to the point.
So you were headed back for the point. And
right, we have stuck right here.
So in September, you got out then from the Smith Bay,
yeah.
And as you went around the point, they were cutting up whale.
One people has got a whale.
Had got a whale.
Yeah.
That was 1923, huh?
No.
No? After that.
And we got it there, and then I spell it. Stop in there too, start to clean over to Herschel Island by the dog team.
He was going by dog team to Herschel. He was from Herschel, the ice pilot.
Huh?
The ice pilot was from Herschel Island.
Yeah, he was staging up on Herschel Island. He said one of he got the family up there too.
Got a family. The whale was earlier than 23? At Point Barrow? What were you saying? You said
1923.
That was when Lady Kentuck was lost. So that was when it was lost.
Last year.
That was the last year.
Yeah.
And this was
he going back and he started coming again.
I see.
He landed right on a point.
Right.
Right there.
Yeah.
And somebody has come over and told him not to stay in there, turn landing right here. Going over to the port power side, on that side first.
Yeah.
And he got. Because the ice was coming.
Ice was coming in.
He didn't listen to what he said.
So he lost.
Captain Pierce Patterson was going over right away at the same time.
Yes.
Same time, right there.
Right.
And Eskimo told him to follow him.
Right.
He didn't trust him.
You want
to wait until he get a man from the Point Barrow guy. Soon as he get there, a two man would come ashore.
Yeah.
Walking by the sea ice.
Right.
Big heavy ice come ashore. And when they was walking in there, everything was broke up. The ship right is in the middle of the ice.
Yes.
Iceberg all around.
Right.
Start to float away.
The iceberg
floats down the ocean side, and the ice come right in both
against
ways.
Against the ship.
Never going out from that ship.
North from Barrow.
From the ice.
Right.
I don't know how many days he stayed down there. He got wire and everything is all right. He got engine is all right. Everything is all right.
Yeah.
But they're stuck.
In the ice.
Ice got it.
Ice had, yeah.
Can't move.
Right.
And after they move around, the ice was kind of break out, you see, on the man's side.
Right.
That ship cutter.
Yeah.
Other ship. Tried to get in.
To get
all
it.
The schooners, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Because there was some of the old guys in there too. Cook, engineers.
Still in the boat.
In the boat. Living in that ship.
That was stuck.
Stuck.
In the ice.
And Mr. Brower.
Yeah.
He started to helping rescuing. The men, not the ship.
Not the boat, but the men, right.
That's the men. Start to rescue the men.
From Lady Kindness.
All the ship, wherever it is, cutter.
Yeah.
Come right in, nice, a little bear, we call him Bear.
The Bear, right. Mm-hmm.
Little ship.
Yeah.
Government ship.
Mm-hmm, government ship.
And he get there. Brower called the Eskimos. Get together.
Yeah. Go rescue the men?
Rescue the men.
Yeah.
And I got a man. I don't know how many got it, somewhere around 8 or 7, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or 9, something like
that.
I don't know how many it was. I wanted to go too. I asked him.
Yeah, if you could go. They wouldn't let you, huh?
I don't know, he didn't let me go.
Oh.
But Alfred Hobson was his life.
Alfred Hobson?
He's one of them.
Uh-huh.
That's the rescues for that.
For that boat.
And he take the skin boat.
Yes.
Drag him. Just drag the boat.
Drag the skin boat over the ice?
Yeah. put the sled underneath and drag him. Start to. Yeah. No more. In your work, summer, now you can't live. He got out and he tried to take the skin board and sled. And finally he got close, all right.
Right.
Close to it.
Yeah. And he.
And the Eskimo started to track the skin board down there.
Right.
And they wired to each other.
Right.
Tell the man to come this way.
Right.
If they could.
Yes.
That's who can walk
come.
Good, anyway.
Let's walk over.
Yeah, yeah, come to toward the ship.
Right.
And you're going to have we're going to carry the old man. He will stay there.
Yeah.
Don't move around from the ship.
Told the old man to stay.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll put in our canoe and drag him.
Yeah, we'll drag him.
And the boys should come and get there.
Yeah.
So the other white guys is going by.
Yeah.
And when they get there, there's two old men
in the boat.
In the boat.
Yeah.
Waiting. And as soon as they get in.
Yeah.
Start to walk home. Weak guy, you see.
So they helped them.
They hardly to walk on the ice, you see, something like some of them.
Yeah. Didn't want to.
Everything
walk.
Is save the humans.
On
that time.
Right.
After they take the whole thing out, they come ashore. Up to Barrow.
Right.
That's why that ship was going around, someplace around there.
In the pack ice.
Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Right.
If he trust that man,
if he
a captain,
he wouldn't have been. He
yeah,
wouldn't
he
have
didn't
lost
do
his
anything.
Boat. Yeah, right.
He'd go around to the point,
and,
right
and
over the
been
point.
In the sheltered spot.
That,
on the ice.
That's the only thing is right here.
Behind the point.
Yeah, right here, on this side.
Yeah. There's no protection from ice on that side.
You don't have to stay in this place.
Yeah.
When the ice come right in.
Yeah.
They're dangerous all
right.
the time.
Right.
We lost our man right on a point too.
Who was that got killed?
Anga.
Anga?
Who they call Ernest's father.
Ernest's father?
Yeah.
Ice caught it.
You see, when the frog, snow or something like that, hardly to see out of it.
Right.
And the ice current is getting strong.
Yeah.
And the ice was thick, about 4 feet thick.
4 feet thick. What time of year was this?
In the springtime, only time.
Only time it comes in the springtime?
Yes.
Is this like
yes, you're right in the middle of the season.
March?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I couldn't remember.
How old were you? Were you a young man?
Huh?
Were you a young man when this happened? Were you caribou?
Oh,
were you?
I'm an old man.
No, but can you remember?
See, no.
Were you herding reindeer then when that happened?
No.
When I was quit,
yes,
for a reindeer ranch,
yes,
and if I quit, I never going back to reindeer herd.
Okay,
and we got the whaling, that guy, ice come right in, just big iceberg come in, just an old iceberg. He got in there, break all the ice in. And cut that man. Almost cut too.
Where was he? What were they doing? Were they on the ice or?
On the ice.
They were on the ice.
Right on the point side, yeah. On the
point side. Maybe 1932.
Yeah.
33, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see that? That double thing is there.
That must have been very fast.
Huh?
To catch a man, that must have been really fast moving.
Did yeah. That?
Uh-huh. Around 1930. Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame. It's hard to remember years, but it's, you know, just close is okay. Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. You got story here.
Which?
I got the whole two story in there already, maybe.
The same year that you got stuck, Lady Chancellor Lee got grounded at Cross Island at night.
Yeah.
That was not a lucky ship that year.
Well, we got the captain. Uh-huh. Captain is a German.
And he's not very good.
Well, he's too good, maybe.
Right.
Oh, yeah. My.
Yeah. Sounds like he got in trouble a lot that year.
Never did trouble a lot. He just tried to save us anyway.
Okay. He got you off the...
I like that way of man.
Uh-huh.
Shine up everything.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not try to be a brat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I heard they have no ice around here.
It's very deep.
Yeah.
That,
yeah, the east, ice always come right in, landed. Big, heavy ice.
Heavy ice always grounds on that side.
Mm, yeah. Because
it's deep. Pocock Bay, that's the east side, isn't it, the border?
Border, yeah.
And between Pocock and border.
And which was that? They try to trailing around here someplace, willing to trailing. All the island around here. Used to have a story of the native.
What story? About ice taking the top off an island?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Where? On the ocean side of Punbao.
Uh-huh. There was an island there that lost?
Used to be an island up there too. You see that pointer? Wait a minute. Let's go.
You need point barrel.
Point barrel.
Okay.
Or pigeon board. Whoever it is.
Wait. Here's point barrel.
Point barrel.
On the ocean side of point
barrel. Ocean side is way up there someplace.
There used to be
island.
An island. Mm-hmm.
So where are they?
I don't know.
What did I do?
You think the ice took them?
Wouldn't say. Nobody shovel out anyway.
Nobody what?
Shovel out.
Shovel them out, yeah. But you know, the current could take
it. Ice is drag it out. Current is drag it out and
Float
out island.
Uh-huh.
But you see? There it is. Water.
Yeah.
Ice.
Yeah.
Cape Falcon. Where are they?
Yeah, where's that? Okay.
But
I wondered if you'd actually seen a time when the ice hit the top and moved to an island.
I never knew it myself too,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I have seen all the way through down to and then Cape Halkett people says to me in the winter time ice was coming.
Right.
Piling out this ice, break it out on the bank.
Yeah, up on the bank.
Break all the bank. And when they melt all the ice out.
Yes. The waves come in, right.
Start to wash out the whole thing island in there.
Right.
Point. Yeah. That's what I used to say.
Yeah.
But it was long ways.
Uh-huh.
On that time, I knew it myself.
Yeah, Cape Halkett used to extend further over out into Harrison Bay than it does now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we always safe too from the west wind.
Uh-huh.
Big sea coming. We always safe right there too with all the launches loading our stores.
Uh-huh.
Crop.
Right.
For Jacksmith. Native stores, some like that
stores,
too.
Yeah.
We used to walk around, I mean, back and forth on that time.
Yeah.
But now, it was small.
So it's not as much of a shelter back here from the storms.
No.
Mm-hmm. And west wind. Yeah. You never were watching the islands too much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those times.
But some of the island people.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Yeah, Flaxman, Brownlow.
Foggy Island,
right.
One time, going over to Christmas time. Johnny
Tuka?
Tuka,
Yeah.
He lost his family right there.
Where?
Some place right there.
Uh-huh.
You see when they started going over to Brownlow?
Brownlow Point?
Yeah. There's some place.
Right.
There's some place.
Yeah.
This is the Brownlow?
When you get there, wind started. West wind? Pretty bad. That floats away.
Mm-hmm.
Cracked it on the ground.
Cracked, Yeah.
And I should start to corn it over that side.
Right.
But, huh?
Yeah.
And they lost his wife and children.
Uh-huh. Near the canning,
right
mouth of the canning. By Brownlow.
And he come up to
east of Camden, east side of Camden Bay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. December.
Yeah.
That, Johnny.
You see, there's ice. He don't shave.
Yeah.
For a year anyway, it must be.
Mm-hmm.
In the late time.
In the late times?
Well, stayed in off to some time, stayed there for a while, quite a while. Summer.